Joining us on the line from Perth, Marion McKay. Marion, welcome back.
Thanks for having me on again, Paul.
What's the latest news?
Basically, the City of Perth gave a notice the other day to say that all the camping equipment and everything had to be removed off the island by lunchtime today. Last night, Annie Maureen Colbong and Uncle Greg Martin and a few others had a meeting with the City of Perth, and they've given an extra 24 hours, so that's tomorrow. But what we can't understand is how can they forcibly remove us when they're breaching the Aboriginal Heritage Act, because Mataragarra, Harrison Island, is actually a registered sacred site. And under that site registration, under the Western law, we have the right to camp and engage in cultural activities and gathering food, hunting, bush medicines, everything. And the ochre, we have a big ochre site there. So the Perth City Council, the state government and the police force, and also Tony Abbott with his disgusting comments, they're all in breach of state legislation as well as the federal legislation, because we have native title. So under native title, we have cultural rights to our land. So they're actually in breach, and the Channel 9 News are putting it out there that we're illegally camping when that's not the case. And we've been subject to racist attacks because of the media vilifying us in that way.
We understand that the state government is trying to push legislation through to change some of the acts so that they can remove the mob from the site.
That's our problem with the Western system of law. You know, they can change anything to suit the government. Nothing benefits the people on the ground. Everything is about what the government wants and what the government dictates. And I'd like to remind Tony Abbott and Colin Barnett that they're also in breach of the Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples in regards to their dealing with us. And we would like to call a Royal Commission into their actions on the island.
We know there are people pouring into Perth from communities across the state. This isn't going to go away.
It's not going to go away. And as we speak, we've got mob mobilising themselves right around the country. So the City of Perth and the state government need to be prepared for an influx of people, because everyone right around the country when we were in Canberra was so disgusted about Barnett's comments about closing the communities. So that's why we managed to mobilise everyone before we came back from Canberra to have them all come over here. And it's just really disgusting that the government can continually persecute us when what we have here is still an illegal occupation of stolen land, and with their forced genocidal policies in order to further the greed of the economy and the government. It's ridiculous. And they just want to persecute Aboriginal people to steal everything.